試験監督者は所定の位置についてください。人文学部英米文化学科、英語の試験を始めます。リスニング試験の音量を確認するために、最初に30秒間英語の音声を流します。ただし、これはリスニング試験ではありません。音量が小さい場合は手を挙げてください。手が上がっている間は徐々に音量を上げていきます。十分に聞こえると思った時点で上げた手を下ろしてください。
Good morning, folks. Welcome to the Northern Lights Outdoor Adventure Training Program. Today's outdoor course is how to build an igloo. An igloo is a dome-shaped structure built from blocks of snow. Igloo is an Inuit word. These snow houses were originally made in the cold Arctic regions of the north. Before we actually start building, let me give you a quick overview so that you can get an idea of the procedure we will do outside.
これ以降、音量に関する申し出はできません。では、受験番号欄2箇所と氏名欄に記入漏れがないよう確認してください。リスニング試験に回答している間は、筆記試験の問題を見てはいけません。問題紙の2ページ目を開いてください。リスニング試験の問題は、Part 1、Part 2、Part 3に分かれています。Part 1。これから放送される英文をメモを取りながら聞いてください。続いて、7つ質問があります。答えをそれぞれ選択肢の中から選び、回答欄にマークしてください。英文も質問文も1回しか読みませんから、よく注意して聞いてください。Part 1は L1 から L7 までです。では始めます。
Welcome everyone. We are very happy to have so many volunteers from Hokkaido for the 2021 Summer Universiad. We expect over 11,000 athletes from over 200 countries to participate. And we can only be successful with the cooperation of volunteers like you. Today's orientation will last approximately 2 hours. On your desk is an orientation outline. During the first hour of the orientation, I will give some background information about the Universiad volunteer work. I will also explain the upcoming training schedule. We will end the first hour with a video. During the second hour, you will complete various documents. You have to complete quite a bit of paperwork, but the assistants will help you. So, let's begin by looking at the types of volunteer work you can choose from. As you see on your handout, there are 9 categories of volunteer jobs. The first 4 categories are transportation, healthcare, technology, and media. These are specialist positions, and the volunteers need to have licenses or previous experience. So, we will skip those. For the remaining 5 categories, volunteers do not need any special knowledge. Anyone can volunteer for these categories, even people with limited foreign language skills. Later, you will be able to request the category for which you would like to volunteer. The 5th category is guidance. Guidance volunteers will guide spectators at the Universiad venues and check their tickets. They will also help visitors at hotels. The 6th category is events. Events volunteers work at the competitions at the Universiad venue and at training sites. The 7th category is personal support. These volunteers welcome overseas delegations at airports. They also provide foreign language support at the airport. The 8th category is operational support. These volunteers help the Universiade run smoothly. They do jobs such as issuing IDs and distributing uniforms and equipment to teams. The last category is ceremonies. These volunteers guide the athletes to their required positions in ceremonies. They assist with awarding medals, flowers, and other items. I'm sure you've seen such volunteers holding medals when you have watched the Universiade in the past. Moving on, I'd like to explain the working conditions. Volunteers will be required to work for up to 5 consecutive days in one place only. You will work about 8 hours each day. Most of the events will be held in Tokyo, but there are also events in other prefectures, including Hokkaido. Later on, you will request 2 places where you would like to volunteer. We will try to put you in one of those places, but we cannot guarantee it. So, please be prepared to work at any of the Universiade venues. Towards the bottom of the handout, you see a list of what volunteers receive. We will provide you with food and beverages while you are working. You will receive 1,000 yen each day as travel expenses. You can use this 1,000 yen for bus fare, taxi fare, or even gasoline. You will also receive insurance for the volunteer activity that you will do. Finally, you will receive 1 set of the Universiade volunteer uniform. I'm sure you will feel so excited about being part of the Summer Universiade. So, that is the basic information about volunteering. Next, I will explain about the upcoming schedule. All volunteers will have a general training session in January 2021. In March 2021, we will let you know when and where you will work, and the specific job that you will perform. So, be sure to check your emails carefully in March. Expect to receive your uniform in May. In June 2021, further on-site training will be given to those who need it. So, that's the end of this part of the orientation. Next, you will see a video, and then we will take a short break. After that, we will help you complete your paperwork.
L1. What will the volunteers do during the second hour? L2. Which categories should the volunteers choose from? L3. Which category of volunteers can work at airports? L4. What job might a ceremonies volunteer do? L5. Where will the volunteers work? L6. What do the volunteers receive the money for? L7. When will the volunteers find out where they will work?
Part 2。これから 長い会話文が流れます。会話の途中に英語で質問があります。会話文も質問文も一回しか読みませんから、よく注意して聞いてください。Part 2は L8 から L14 までです。
Excuse me, but do you need help?
Yes, I do. Is this the right way to the Fukuoka Dome?
Yes, straight through this park. I'm going there too, so why don't you follow me?
Oh, you're going to the Blackpink concert.
I sure am. I'm a big fan of Korean pop music, and my favorite band is Blackpink. I'm so excited to see them. I'm Toshi, by the way.
Nice to meet you, Toshi. I'm Sophia, and I love K-pop too. I don't know my way around Fukuoka because I just arrived in Japan last week.
You mean you came to Japan just for this concert?
No. I live in Switzerland, but I'm in Tokyo on business for a month. Last year, when I found out that I would be coming to work in Japan, I looked for all the K-pop concerts that I could find. I was really lucky to get a ticket for this one.
You sure were. It's completely sold out.
L8. What are the man and woman going to do? L9. Where are the man and woman now? L10. Why did the woman come to Japan?
Do you go to a lot of Korean pop concerts in Europe?
Let's see. Last month, that was January, I went to a concert in Holland by Day 6. Do you know about them?
Day 6? I've heard of them.
They went on a European tour. They played in big cities like Paris, London, and Berlin. I saw them in Amsterdam.
That's impressive. You're a true fan. So it sounds like there must be a lot of K-pop concerts in Europe.
Actually not. K-pop has a lot of fans in Europe, but not many concerts. In Europe, groups have to work with different promoters in different cities and different countries. So it gets really complicated to set up.
Ah, I see. Well, Sophia, I hope you get to attend more concerts while you're here.
Me too.
L11. Where did the woman go last month? L12. Why are there few K-pop concerts in Europe?
So, Toshi, how did you get interested in K-pop?
Well, when I was at university, I studied both English and Korean. Studying Korean got me interested in K-pop. For other students, it was the other way around. They learned Korean because they liked K-pop.
So that's why your English is so good. Was Korean hard for you to learn?
Not really. In some ways, it's similar to Japanese.
Well, Korean and Japanese would be really hard for me. I'm used to European languages. At home, my family and I speak German and French. I can figure out signs in Spanish and Italian, even though I don't speak them.
Wow, that's impressive.
But Japanese? Nothing is familiar.
Look, Sophia, we're almost there. If you want to meet up after the concert, here is my cell number. No pressure, of course.
Okay, and thanks for guiding me, Toshi. Enjoy the concert.
L13. What does the man say about the Korean language? L14. What languages does the woman speak besides English?
Part 3. これから短い会話文が流れます。それぞれの会話文について英語で質問があります。会話文も質問文も1回しか流れません。よく注意して聞いてください。Part 3は L15 から L23 までです。では始めます。
L15
I need to make an appointment. It's pretty urgent. I've lost a filling in my back tooth.
We have a cancellation this afternoon, 2:45, if that's okay?
That's great. I'll be there. See you in a few hours.
When can the man see the dentist? L16.
A medium latte, a tuna sandwich, and a muffin, please.
For here or to go?
I'll be eating here.
That'll be $3.90, please.
Where will the woman have lunch? L17.
I can't make it to the committee meeting. I'm stuck in traffic.
Don't worry. We'll start without you and brief you later.
Okay, I'll catch up with everything when I get there.
What will happen to the scheduled committee meeting? L18.
Can you put in your PIN number and press Enter? Then I'll print out your receipt.
Oh no, I can't remember my PIN number for this card. Oh, what is it?
Do you have another credit card you could use?
What is the man's problem? L19.
I don't think we've met. I'm Anne, and I've just transferred here to the New York office.
Hello. I've been hearing a lot about you. I think we met a couple of years ago at the conference in Toronto.
Oh, yes, we did, didn't we? I'm looking forward to working together.
Where did the man and woman meet before? L20.
How many bags are you checking in for this flight?
Just one.
And did you pack it yourself?
Yes, I did.
Where is this conversation taking place? L21.
There are still tickets for the 5:45 performance, but the 8:45 is sold out, I'm afraid.
That's fine. We'll have two, please. One adult, one child.
Okay. Two for 5:45. The doors open at 5 o'clock.
Which performance will the customers attend? L22.
Would you mind if we didn't go out to eat after work? I want to watch the baseball game on TV.
Hey, well, we could have dinner at the sports bar. They have a huge screen. We can watch the game there.
You're on. Great idea.
Where will the man and woman watch the baseball game? L23.
Sorry, I just remembered that I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow morning. Could we meet for lunch instead of breakfast?
No problem. I can do lunch, too. How about 12:30 at the usual restaurant?
Great. See you tomorrow.
Where are the man and woman going to meet?
これでリスニング試験を終了します。次のページを開いて筆記試験の回答を始めてください。なお、問題紙に書かれているページ数を見て、問題紙に乱調及び落調がないことを確認してから始めてください。